remembering a pioneer girlhood on this moment of Indiana history. In 1905, 81-year-old widow Sarah Brown Hawks opened up an empty ledger from her son's drugstore and proceeded to fill 100 pages with her memories of life as a pioneer in northern Indiana. Sarah's father, Ebenezer, had already left the Finger Lakes area of New York to find a new home for his growing family when, in the fall of 1834, the rest of the family followed suit. Hannah Brown and her four young daughters journeyed by wagon to Buffalo and then took a steamboat across the lake to Detroit, where Ebenezer was waiting. The family headed south through Michigan to their new farm near the town of Goshen in Elkhart County, Indiana. Sarah remembered a northern Indiana that was mostly still wilderness. There was no habitation until we came to Middlebury. From there to Goshen, the only house was our new home. Her childhood, as Sarah later recalled, was filled with plowing and planting in the spring, chickens, calves, and lambs. Sarah enjoyed winters a little more than any other season because we had more time for reading and quiet occupations. Year-round tasks included planting potatoes, helping her mother cook, caring for her younger siblings, and washing stacks of dishes when men came to help with the harvest. With more settlers, there were neighborhood parties to enjoy. When Sarah was 20, she married Joel Hawks, whose family owned several mills, a cooperage, and a general store near Goshen. The couple raised 7 children. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.